hat natürlich.
There were many incidents, of course, like people jumping out of windows. But beforehand, they tossed down pieces of paper when they saw a policeman come by, and the police would then call the fire department to come with nets. And the fire department stayed hidden until the right moment, and then they spread their net and the people jumped.
The police were holding on to a woman hanging out of a building, trying to pull her back in, and others were pulling her down. I could see all this from my shop. The woman who was being held on to, it was West Berliners who were hanging on to her legs, trying to pull her down. It was an atmosphere of tension, anxiety, sympathy, and a certain apprehension. You couldn't help. Not more than four people could hold on to her at a time. It was a question of who was stronger. How the woman herself felt, we couldn't tell.
We were both students. My fiancé lived in West Berlin, and I lived in East Berlin, but studied in West Berlin. We had set the wedding date for the 4th of September, 1961. We were all ready. I had made myself a dress for the civil ceremony, a simple black one, and had bought the material for a white wedding dress. I was planning to start sewing on it. Late on the night of August the 12th, we were at the movies in West Berlin. And after the movies, we said goodbye, and my fiancé went home, and my sister and I went back to East Berlin. And the next morning, it was Sunday at 9 o'clock, my father came into our room and said that the S-Bahn wasn't running. I was surprised. It was odd to me, although for the whole week before it was rumored at some point they were going to close off the border. And my parents said, hurry up and cross over or you won't be able to later. I turned on the radio and heard the news that the border was closed and that no one could cross over from East Berlin to West Berlin. The next day, Monday, my sister returned from a visit to friends who lived right on the border, on Brunnenstraße at the corner of Bernauerstraße, the street where so many died later in the East. And my sister said to me, if you have a chance to, if you can make it, try to get to those friends. From there, it should be possible to cross over. I thought it over, and early Tuesday I decided, now or never. I put on my beautiful black dress, the one for the civil ceremony, a pair of very high heels, and tucked the material for my bridal dress under my arm and set off for Bernauerstraße. There was a cordon of soldiers standing about 200 yards in front of the border. Only those who lived there could get through. I didn't know that they had been given the orders that very day that permitted them to shoot, but that was a fact. I was fortunate enough to get into the building anyway. In the meantime, some West Berliners arrived who knew this young woman. They came on a visit, three of them. I said to them, when you leave, I'll simply come with you. I'll just try it. I had finished cutting the material for my wedding dress, put the whole thing in a small handbag, which looked pretty bulky, hung it over my arm and went downstairs in my high heels and my black dress with these three people from West Berlin. In front of the door stood three men in uniform checking IDs, and the West Berliners went right up to them and involved them in some question or another. And I walked past them in the direction of the border. In my memory, it took me 15 minutes. I always had the feeling that at any moment I would hear a whistle blow and someone would come running after me and grab me. So I walked deliberately, slowly. And one of the West Berliners, the woman of the group, came up behind me and said, stay calm, just keep going. And I really did make it across the border. No one noticed me. Then I fell apart. And we did get married that day, under quite strange circumstances. The church was empty, of course. The organist played for free. He had heard the story of my escape. An empty church, wild organ music coming from above, and maybe 10 people sitting in the church. And we were all sad because none of our relatives were there. They were all on the other side. His family, my family.
Seine Angehörigen, meine Angehörigen.